From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In the U.S. presidential race, Hillary Clinton has easily won the Democratic primary in South Carolina, improving her status as frontrunner ahead of Bernie Sanders. Clinton spoke to supporters in Columbia, South Carolina.
I am so greatly appreciative because today you sent a message. In America, when we stand together, there is no barrier too big to break.
Sanders was in the state of Minnesota late Saturday. He spoke just after getting off the plane in the city of Rochester.
Tonight we lost. I congratulate Secretary Clinton on her very strong victory. Tuesday, over 800 delegates are at stake, and we intend to win many, many of them.
For the Republicans, frontrunner Donald Trump and his closest rivals, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, spent the day Saturday campaigning ahead of the so-called Super Tuesday elections, when about half of the delegates needed to win the nomination for president are up for grabs. Suicide bomber attacked Afghan security forces near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul Saturday, killing at least 12, wounding 13 others. That followed an earlier bombing in Kunar province that killed at least 13 and wounded more than 40. Taliban spokesman told VOA the insurgent group carried out the Kabul bombings. Cameroon's military has freed several hundred hostages and killed about 100 Boko Haram militants in a joint operation with Nigerian troops. This comes as U.S. envoys confer with Nigerian military officials about the possibility of deploying U.S. military advisors to the region. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration reports a sharp increase in the number of sub-Saharan Africans making that dangerous sea journey from Libya to Italy, but the organization says a deadly new trend is developing on board the boats that smuggle these migrants. That story now from Lisa Schlein.
The International Organization for Migration calls death by asphyxiation on board smugglers' boats sailing from Libya to Italy a horrific new trend. The latest incidents came to light in the last few days when more than 1,000 migrants were rescued at sea and brought to two different Italian seaports. IOM spokesman Itai Viriri says among those brought ashore by rescuers were five bodies. Three women and two men from sub-Saharan Africa. They apparently had died from asphyxiation during the journey.
The vessels that they're being put on are quite overcrowded. So whereas normally you hear of migrants drowning in large numbers, now we're seeing more and more being squashed in these vessels that they're being put into.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iranian continues its vote count today for its parliamentary election, with final results expected tomorrow. Partial results indicate major gains for reformists and moderates who have engagement with the West, who favor that engagement. President Hassan Rouhani and former President Akbar Rafsanjani are also leading the race for membership in the Assembly of Experts, which monitors the work of the Supreme Leader. Syrian ceasefire has brought relative calm to much of that country for the first time in years, but there have still been some incidents of violence. Stefan de Mistura is the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
No doubt there will be no shortage of attempts to undermine this process. We are ready for it. We should not be impressed. We should not be overly concerned. We should address it and realize that this is part of any ceasefire and certainly of a cessation of hostilities.
The truce was brokered by the United States and Russia at the UN. The Syrian opposition umbrella group known as the High Negotiations Committee says 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. At a town hall in Germany, Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg conceded his company has not done enough to police hate speech on the social media site, but said Facebook is taking and making some progress as they heard the message loud and clear. German authorities concerned about racist abuse posted on Facebook and other social networks as that country deals with raised tensions and outbreaks of violence against record numbers of migrants arriving in the country.
That's the latest world news from VOA.